Good afternoon and welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Newsflash, the weather this morning did not make you feel alive. Quickly get in your car and go to the nearest doctor. Because, boy, I tell you, it was, this is the time of the year that I feel alive. I mean, this is my favorite time of the year. When those temperatures start getting down into the upper 50s and all in the fall, and yeah, actually, I've got some dogwood trees. The leaves are already starting to get that red tint to them. So fall is here. The weather is right. Wow. You just got to get out there and go do something outside. Like I said, you're listening to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Welcome to the show. My name is Roger Metz. I'm your host. I have a very special co-host with me again today. My daughter Taylor is here.
Hey, everybody.
She and I went and we spent a little time at the National Hunting and Fishing Day over at the World of Energy in Oconee County. Had, like I said, the weather. I mean, it was 69 when we got there. It was 75 when we left. Bright blue sky. The water was clear. Breeze was blowing. It was if you did not go, you missed a golden opportunity to get outside with the family. Lots of things to do for kids. We'll talk about that a little later on. You're listening to 94.5 WGTK. You can listen on your FM dial, go to their website, click the Listen Live link, or they have a free app you can go download to your smart device. I understand the iPhone version 6 is out there, I think. Uh-oh, and Dave is over here showing me his through the window. So I'm still stuck with an iPhone 4, not even an S, but a 4. I go kicking and screaming to the next type of technology. So that's just me. Anyway, glad you're here. I want to tell you a funny story, and I guess these are my few minutes to get my point across, but I want to tell you a funny story that's, and it goes into some very serious lessons, I guess you'd say. I am famous or infamous for using my towboat service. You know, I'll run down a battery. I will run out of gas. I will be so engrossed in fishing that I will turn around and my boat is sitting on a sandbar at an angle. Hey, if I'm going to pay for it, I'm going to use it, right? So the funny story that starts out this little thing is I was down in Charleston, I think it was 3 years ago. October, beautiful time of the year. The big tides were in and I was running up the intercoastal looking for some redfish. I'm taking redfish up on the Spartina grass flats and I passed two guys in a big John boat. I looked at them and I said, gosh, they look familiar. Well, I said, I can't stop because I'm running low on gas and I need to go up here and see this flat. And if it's not, I need to run to the marina and get some gas right quick before I run out. So I went up and there were no redfish on the flat. Spent 5 or 10 minutes. Got back in the boat, was running down the intercoastal, and they were still there, and they were shooting marsh hens. They were pulling the on these high tides, the marsh hens get up on the grass mats and all. And they were shooting marsh hens, and I said, oh, I know who that is. And so I swung over to them, and about the time I turned the wheel to swing over to them, the motor went, out of gas. And I was like, well, that's just fitting. It was, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'll just call CETO on a Saturday and have them run me 5 gallons of gas. So I did, but they said it'd be 45 minutes to an hour before they get there. So I'm in my flats boat and it was actually Eric Riddle and Jeremy Clark in the other boat shooting marsh hens. And they were in his, I think his was 18 or 20 feet big John boat. And so we quickly said, well, shoot, I'm out of gas. Y'all are shooting hens. Let's jump on my boat. We'll pole. My boat's a whole lot easier to pole and has a poling platform. We'll pole around until CETO gets here. And, you know, then we can go our separate ways again. It was really funny because Jeremy especially knows that I like to use my towing services. So we did that. And the point I'm trying to get across here is we had a great time that morning. You know, when we left, I got on my boat, went my way. And before we left, I said, you know, we need to get, this was fun. The circumstances just happened. This was fun. We need to get together and do this again. And we never did. Eric Riddle was killed in a freak crane accident in Augusta, Georgia this past spring. And I look back with so much regret that we didn't because we had such a good time. You know, I saw him a couple of times between that. He lived in Goose Creek and I live up here. Saw each other this spring at an oyster roast in Charleston and said, oh man, we need to get together and fishing. When rail season comes in, we need to get together and do that again. We never did. And that's a regret I have. Last week I told you about a friend of mine who was in the hospital. Now he's at Duke. We need a miracle. We're praying for a miracle. But there again is another situation that for years I have said, oh man, I need to take you fishing. We need to go kayaking, whitewater rafting. Oh yeah, we need to do that. And we never have. And now there's a doubt that that will ever happen. So there again is another situation that I've talked about going and doing things and haven't followed through with them. And I'm stuck with another situation like that. And doggone, I found myself doing the same thing this week. I was with somebody, we were talking, and I said, oh yeah, I said, you know, I got this pond and we can go fishing. And oh yeah, well, let's go. And I said, sure. It wasn't until I was riding back home that I thought, there you go again. You're making another promise, or at least if your word is as good as what you say it is in a handshake, you're making another promise to go outdoors with somebody else. Are you going to follow through with it? And I'm going to. How good is your word? Is your word just, do you say things just to say things with no intention of following through? I'm not. From now on out, when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it, because you never know when the opportunity to get together, make some memories, have some fun, get to know each other better. You never know when you're not going to have that opportunity again. So I've said all that to say, and it doesn't matter to me if it's hunting, fishing, just going out to lunch, going to play golf. Never played golf, but I understand it's pretty fun if you can hit the ball straight. I do not hit golf balls straight, which is probably why I never play golf. But I'm saying, when you're out there with your friends and you're saying, oh yeah, let's go do this again, or you meet up, oh, we need to go to lunch, do it. Or don't talk about it, you know? Okay. Rant for today is over with. Like I said, we need a miracle. Appreciate anybody that's out there is praying. If he pulls through this, I tell you, the first time he is able and the doctors clear him to go outside or go whatever, we are going fishing. I don't care if I have to take my daughter's blow up. she's sitting there laughing at me. If I have to take Taylor's blow up swimming pool, pour some water in it, go down to the lake and net some fish, and he can sit in a lawn chair, we're going to go fishing. So I hope you understand what I was trying to say here. Be as good as your word. If you're not serious about going and doing stuff, don't. But if you're serious somehow or another, make sure you follow through with it. So anyway, rant over. Let's, and I've almost eaten up 10 minutes of my time. So let's go start the calendar events. We'll carry it over to the next segment. Today's a wide open show. I do have one caller. Jenny Conrad with Cystic Fibrosis Foundation is going to be on at the 33 mark of the hour, the third segment. So we've got a wide open show. We'll get to this calendar event, get to some of the other stuff. But I hope you understand what I was saying there. And since I only have just a few seconds left to go in this segment, there was an article about Skytop Orchard. We'll cover that a little bit. But let's give a Skytop update for apples. And I'm going to make your mouth water with this, because I'm going to do a little bit more. Mid-September on, the candy crisps are here. Oh, those are so good. Jonathan's, and here's the sauces, snacks, salads, pies, and applesauce. The Jonna Golds, which is a good substitute for honey crisps, are in. Pies, baked desserts, sauces. You know, we were in Blackville yesterday. We actually spent most of the day at Charleston Southern University, and we came back to a Mennonite restaurant there in Blackville. And, oh, they had peach cobbler for dessert with ice cream. And I was thinking, boy, apple cobbler, ice cream. Let's see. Johnny Gold, Ida Reds, Blushing Golds. Those are your late September ones. And if you haven't been up Skytop yet, you need to go. Got a story on them a little bit later on. And don't forget, one of my friends in Charleston was up here, did not get any donuts. What a crime. So if you go to Skytop, you have to get donuts. I'll see you on the other side. you know, you'd think that when you told somebody you were tired, they'd have mercy and play something really upbeat and something to put you to sleep. Oh man, we spent 10 hours on the road yesterday, 4 hours at Charleston Southern University. I don't know if anybody else is out there is going through the senior college campus visits. I sympathize with you. Oh man, I'm not ready for this. And I refuse to put any pressure on my daughter to choose where to go, but she knows how much her daddy likes to go saltwater fishing and, you know, probably be down there most every weekend to take her out to eat. And that, okay, no pressure, not at all. Just a day that I just wasn't ready for it. I wasn't ready for Anderson the other day, and I certainly wasn't ready for 4 hours away yesterday. So sorry, I'll get back onto it. Let's see what's in the calendar of events for this week. The South Carolina Foothills Heritage Fair, starting September 30th through October the 5th. It's on Highway 123 between Seneca and Westminster. And it says, what an old-fashioned fair should be. It's days long. Lots of good sponsors, lots of good things. Let's see. It starts off Monday, September 29th, an antique tractor parade. Yeah, I love those old tractors. I like the new John Deere green ones too. But, tractor parade, Wednesday, October the 1st. Oh, let's see. Tuesday night, free admission with non-perishable food donation. Suggested 4 items for adults, 2 for kids. 100% goes to the Golden Corner Food Bank. Note here, the whole week, there will be cotton gin, wheat threshers, and hay baler demonstrations. Wednesday is senior day. They have a herding dog trials, honey tasting contest. That just growing up, we had bees and my mom kept bees and we had honey on the comb in a jar. And that was so good. Thursday, goat show. There you go. Wrestling, 7 o'clock at night. Friday, a dairy show, a beef cattle show, clogging. Saturday, Wild West show, 2 showings, 3:30 and 7:30 Wild West show in the Marine Arena. And again on Sunday, 3 o'clock Wild West show, but you gotta love it. The admission prices are very, very low. I think it was, $5 for adults, kindergarten through college, $3, preschool, no charge. Active military and family members, admission $1. So a great fair. We've got this one here. We've got the South Carolina State Fair coming. I'll talk about that a little in the next few weeks. But just a great thing to do with the family and just lots of things going on. Thursday, October the 2nd, the Upstate Friends of the NRA, banquet. It's going to be at the Anderson Civic Center. That's on, 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Contact phone number 864-314-3594. Tickets $30 if you want to buy a table for $8,250. That's the Upstate Friends of the NRA banquet Thursday, October 2nd. Friday, October the 3rd, first annual Chesterfield County Q Cup Barbecue Championship. Now, you need to listen real hard for the next 2 or 3 because they're all barbecue competitions. So get your taste buds. They'll schedule your days for you. But if you're over in that part of the state, Chesterfield County, barbecue cook-off to raise money for the McArm Food Bank and to start a pet food bank for people and pets in needs. This is a South Carolina Barbecue Association sanctioned event. Competition, local teams, smoking pork butts. 2-day event, food, music, and fun at Shraw State Park. So there's your first one, Friday, October the 3rd, and Saturday the 4th. If you're in Gaston, now a lot of people say, where is Gaston? Well, it's about 8 miles south of Columbia on 321. They are having, Friday, October 3rd, we're having the barbecue competition. And this is called the Gaston Collard and Barbecue Festival. So Friday, barbecue competition. Saturday, festival parade, live entertainment, free rides for kids, antique car and tractor displays, karaoke. And of course, let's not forget the collard and barbecue plates will be available in the kitchen on Saturday from 11:30 until they run out. And if you haven't had enough barbecue, we've covered way over in the other part of the state, Midlands, Lawrence, South Carolina, October the 3rd and 4th, Squealing on the Square 2014. If you've never been downtown Lawrence, they are a true little community with a square downtown. My uncle used to own a pharmacy on the square. And I can remember as a kid, it was so cool because you had the trees and all in the middle and all. But anyway, Squeal on the Square 2014. On the 3rd, from 12 to 9, barbecue and other food. From 4 to 9, music. And they have a kids area going on. Saturday, October 4th, 9 to 5, they have antique tractors, barbecue, classic cars, rides, petting zoos. And then from 5 to 9, the Little River Amphitheater, food, music, and fireworks. And they claim this is going to be a bigger fireworks display than it was last year. So, there you go. 3 barbecue events in 1 weekend. I think if you probably left here on Friday, drove to Chesterfield, you could come back across the state Friday night and Saturday and sample barbecue from across the state. Saturday, October the 4th, you've got the Low Country Patriots Friends of the NRA Banquet. That's going to be in Beaufort, South Carolina. Same ticket price as $3,250. The contact number there, if you're going to be in the lower part of the state, 843-263-3671. And finally, and I don't normally do political ads or whatever, but I was sent this by a friend who said this guy is a very good representative for the fishing community and all the things that are political going on with fishing in the state. So Stephen Goldfinch, first annual Family Flounder Tournament, Merle's Inlet. It's a tournament, a fish fry, October the 4th, daylight to 4:30 p.m. at the Crazy Sister Marina in Merle's Inlet, South Carolina. Entry fee is $100. The fish fry will follow at 6:30, $10 a plate. Ugh. Sounds like something I'd want to go to, but I'll be stuck here. So anyway, that's the calendar for this week. I'll be putting those things on Facebook. You can check them there. And as always, if you plan to go to one of these events, Google them up. Make sure nothing has changed between the time I've talked about them here and the day they're actually supposed to happen. So I mentioned Skytop. We got an article about Skytop, and I want to touch on it right quick. And it's a pretty big one. This is from BlueRidgeNow.com. Skytop Orchard named one of the best places to go apple picking. And no, that's not in North Carolina, South Carolina. That is nationwide. Zirconia, the article starts out, Zirconia's own Skytop Orchard is tops in the country when it comes to apple picking, according to a recently published article from Bustle, a national online women's magazine. Go figure that one out. Moms like apples. We've been lucky over the years to have different editors, readers, and folks in the media take notice of our uniqueness, said David Butler, who runs Skytop Orchard, along with his wife, Lindsay. We're thrilled about it. We're just flattered. The article published less than a week ago names the best 10 best places in the country to go apple picking. Skytop was joined by 9 other orchards from around the country, including Stribling Orchard in Markham, Virginia, Brighton Woods Orchard in Burlington, Wisconsin, and Johnson Orchards in Yakima, Washington. So, kind of an honor for an orchard right here in our own backyard to be named to such a list. If you've never been up there, it's a great place to go. If you're going on the weekend, you need to get there early. That parking lot will fill up. They will be parked down that road, sometimes on both sides. You wonder how you're going to get through. But if you can go on a weekday, it's so much better. The apples are there. They have the old wagons, wooden-sided wagons you can pull your kids around or your apples. And like I said, if you go up there, you must. I think it's a law, really, that you have to buy some of those donuts. They are so good. If you don't want to pick your own, they have them inside. You can just pick up a bag. They've already picked them for you. You can just buy them right off. But it's fun to go out there and pick them yourself. Just be careful of the yellow jackets and that sort of thing. Okay, and that's Skytop. If you're a paper wrestling, that's because this is the paper edition this week. We did not have time to do much between yesterday and today. I told you earlier that we went to the National Hunting and Fishing Day at World of Energy. Taylor went with me, and we were riding all 4 windows down, sunroof open. It was great, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
It was so nice out there. Got over there. They were already parking people in an overflow lot, the baseball field across the road. They were running shuttle buses back and forth, had 2 buses running. And when we got there, you signed in, and the first place was giving away, registering to give away free
a BB gun and a fishing rod.
That's right. And I talked to that guy, and he said they gave away, I think, 15 fishing rods and the BB gun for each place they go. nice guys and all the kids, of course. Boy, every kid that walked by, hey, hey, come over here. Let's register you for this free. You like to shoot and you like to fish. So actively going after the kids, which is what you like to see. Had a row of vendors, Upstate Forever. Trout Unlimited was there, Tine Flies. Who else, Taylor? I know I'm missing some people. The U.S. Coast Guard was there. And you went on up. You passed a bunch of Clemson kids. I did not know Clemson had a shooting sports team, but they do. And then Taylor, she's always, are there girls out there that like to do the same things I am? Well, came across the table. It was the Clemson Outdoor Society. And what were they? Who was sitting behind the table?
Just three girls.
Three girls. And they were like, you know, we just love to be outside, whether it's hunting, fishing, whatever. And Clemson has a outdoor society. So, and I've already had the president of the shooting clubs call me. I gave him my card. I said, hey, call me. We'd like to get you on there, get you a little exposure. He's already called me. So I had to call him after the show is over and see what I can get. But I did not know we had collegiate shooting sports around. But we do. Then they had, you got to touch a snake.
I did, yes.
Corn snake. They had, an albino corn snake there that was pretty cool. Had some alligators, had all the hides you wanted to touch. You didn't want to wait in line, did you?
No, not really.
So you didn't do what?
I didn't get to do the archery or the canoe.
The kayaks. Yeah, the archery. She took the summer archery program. They were shooting the same bows and all that, same targets. But they were lined up. I mean, there were kids lined up. I talked to Amanda Dow when I got there. And she, if you listened to the show a couple weeks ago, she came on and was telling us what all was going to be going on over there. And she said by 10 o'clock, they'd already had 500 people come through the door. So that's pretty good. I would love to know what she's going to have by the end of the day, because there were lots of people. I mean, the buses that were coming in were always full, dumping people off. So that was good. So, okay, we didn't do the archery, but we watched some kids do some archery and all. Talked about the Hurricanes program with some of them. And then we went down to the lake. And let me tell you what, if you've never been to the World of Energy, when you get down the trail, oh, they had the camo games off to the sides.
They did, yes.
And you couldn't see some of those kids, could you?
You couldn't. It was kind of creepy.
Yeah. They had one kid actually climbed a tree. So when you looked at the tree, it looked like, and they had those leafy flodge suits, the die cut leaves on the suits and all, which was pretty cool. But if you, when you walk down to the water, it's out on that point. The lake is out there. The water was clear. They had, the line for kayaking was long. Lots of kids going out by themselves. They had a fishing pier. We fished for just a minute. Saw one get caught. But that sun was coming up. It was bright. I'm sure those fish were heading, were looking for cover. Had a fly fishing. They're teaching kids how to do fly fishing. Then they had turkey. You learned how to use turkey calls.
I did. It was so cool.
I think I have to take her turkey hunting now. But you got, okay, what were the two kinds of turkey calls?
Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, well, you just did them an hour or two ago. You had the little wood one.
Oh, yes. That one sounded really cool.
I had the wood one. And if you have a rubber band, you can make that into a gobbler. And then we did the slate call, the slate and striker. And you picked that up great. You just picked it up and started. it's kind of like scratching it, aren't you? So we had a good time. If you didn't go up there this year, and it, what a perfect day. I mean, Amanda said last year it was drizzling rain all day long, and they still had people coming. So I can't wait to see how many people went up there. If you didn't go this year, you missed it. I mean, it was a great time. Lots of kids. Gave away some hats. Gave away some stickers. The goodie closet's starting to build up a little inventory, so going to start giving some things away here and there as I accumulate some of this stuff. But next year, it'll be the same time, year. Make your plans now. Put it on your calendar. Great family time. I hope you'll make plans for next year. If you went this year, call me, 235-9405. We'll see you on the other side. And welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. I have to give Taylor some out of girls here, because I know when I go to some of this stuff and she's, some of these events and she's along with me, I'm going here taking pictures of this, and she doesn't get to do as much as she normally would get to do, but she's a trooper. And I appreciate that. I appreciate you just being there, helping me decide who to give stuff to, because you picked out some of the people to give things to. So I know you don't get to do as much. Hopefully I can make that up with you. Just you and I. How's that? Is that a deal? Okay. All right. Well, like I said at the top of the hour, we have, I've talked prior on this show about the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation and that Woods and Water South Carolina is going to be behind this. I really had planned to have a sponsor for a boat to fish the red bone, but I just too much going on this year. And when I talked to them a couple weeks ago, I said, you know, it just means I'm going to start all the more earlier next year. But with us now, we have Jenny from the Cystic Fibrosis South Carolina chapter. Jenny, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm tired. I was down at Charleston Southern yesterday in your neck of the woods, and I'm just worn out. So, but hey, it's Saturday. The weather is gorgeous outside, and you have an event today.
We do. We're very excited. We've actually been on site setting up all day since about 9 this morning. And I'm sitting here now looking at our lovely, extensive silent auction, and it's going to be a fun night. We're streaming the Clemson-Florida State game. It's going to be a big game.
Do you think Clemson has a chance to win, even with Winston on the bench?
I do. I do think that Clemson has a chance to win. I think it's going to be a great matchup. And, you know, I think even with Winston out, I know Florida State's going to play a good game, but I think it'll be a great matchup.
And, well, I tell you, we were over in Oconee County this morning at the National Hunting and Fishing Day, and there was so much Clemson orange over there in the crowd. I was like, oh, I hope they're not getting set up for another disappointment. But anyway, your event. Tell us about your event today. It's the kickoff event. You're streaming Clemson, Florida State. It's an away game, right. So you Clemson people who are going to sit at home, tell them what they can do downtown.
Come on out. You can buy tickets at the door. We are in the heart of downtown at the one building. It's right near the Sip Wine Bar. It's a new building, and we're on the fifth floor, and it is just a gorgeous view of the city on the fifth floor. We've got a rooftop patio where we'll have some cornhole, and we will have TVs out there. So even when you're playing cornhole, getting some fresh air, checking out the view of the city, you can watch the game. And then inside, we will have a projection screen that you can pretty much see the game from wherever you're standing. So your ticket, once you're in, gets you all of your food, beer, and wine. So it's a good deal, and it's a great place to watch the game. We're looking forward to it.
How much is the ticket?
Tickets are $55. And, again, it does include everything, and a portion of that ticket price is tax deductible.
Okay.
And all of the proceeds will support cystic fibrosis, which is, you know, a great cause to support.
Tell us just a little bit about cystic fibrosis.
Sure. So cystic fibrosis, we also call it CF for short,
is
a life-threatening genetic disease that primarily affects the lungs and the digestive system. And in people with CF, a defective gene in its protein product caused the body to produce an unusually thick and sticky mucus.
Okay.
And so that mucus clogs the lungs and can lead to some life-threatening lung infections. And it also can line the pancreas and obstruct it and stop it from functioning properly and breaking down food and absorbing nutrients. So, you know, it's definitely not a great disease to be diagnosed with, but we're coming really far with the research that we're funding right now, and we are hopeful to see a cure in our lifetime.
Which would be an amazing thing.
Yeah. It would be an amazing thing.
But you know, you're right. Medicine is coming just so quick and so fast these days.
It's incredible. We had a drug come out in January or the spring of 2012 called Kalydeco, and it actually corrects the genetic mutation. And so that is the first drug that is a corrector to do that of any drug for genetic mutations. So it was huge, you know, for the cystic fibrosis world and also for all other genetic diseases out there. Unfortunately, it only affects about 10% of our population that can take this miracle drug, because it only will reverse the defect in one of the 1,000 mutations. Yeah. But we are hopeful that we will get to the other, you know, 90% of our population with the same type of drug.
You know, it's a wonder when the human body and how it functions. It's a wonder it functions at all.
It's crazy.
So many things.
Yeah.
Okay, we got kickoff for the cure
That's
this
right.
weekend. Now, this is for all you Clemson fans. Coming up in...
But we'll also have the Gamecock game on.
That I was just fixing to say. You've got the orange in the upstate and the burgundy and black in the Midlands. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so we will do the same event where you can come watch a game, an away game. We'll do it in Columbia at the Zone. And if you haven't been to the Zone, it overlooks the Williams-Brice Stadium. It's an incredible view also. And we will stream the Gamecock versus University of Florida Gators game, and that's on November 15th. But actually, still, if you come to the event tonight, we will be playing the Vanderbilt, I believe they're playing Vanderbilt
yes.
tonight, Gamecock game at 7:30. So we'll have that on, too, here tonight if you're not a Clemson fan. It's still... Still can watch your game and have a good time and enjoy the view of the city.
And for a good cause, too. Now, the fundraiser, the two fundraisers you have that are nearest and dearest to my heart are the Redbone mm-hmm. Red Trout Series, Low Country Fishing Tournament.
That's right. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, and the Shoot for the Cure.
Yep. So we've got definitely have a lot of events for all different crowds coming up for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. And, you know, the one that Roger's spoken about is the Low Country Red Trout Celebrity Classic, and that tournament has been around for quite some time, and
yes.
we've really done a great job working with the fishing community in Charleston. And so that tournament is October 17th through 19th and at the Charleston Harbor Resort Marina, and I believe that we are sold out of boats this year, but I know we're still looking for some guides, so if you're interested in you know, being a part of that or even just coming to check out the event, you know, we'd love to have everybody come on out.
I mean, when I started this thing, I was like, I need to get together and I want to sponsor a boat. And I mean, within a couple of weeks after I said that, you guys called me and said, boats have really sponsored quickly this year. What do you think your plans are? And I was like, it's not going to happen. So, but that's great
it's
for y'all.
It's a good problem to have.
I was really disappointed when I didn't get in this year, but for you, it's not about whether I get to go down there and fish and meet people and come back with a story or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's the promotion of the cure for cystic fibrosis.
That's right.
Hey, we'll start earlier next year and see what we can do.
Yeah. Then we've also got the Clay Shoot tournament coming up.
And yes.
That's going to be in Ridgeville, South Carolina. It's pretty close to Charleston.
And
that's at the Partridge Creek Gun Club on October 24th and 25th. The actual tournament will be on that Saturday.
Right.
But Friday night, we'll have a nice little reception in Charleston at Founders Hall, which is at Charlestown
Landing.
And that'll be fun. We'll have some live entertainment, food, and, you know, a couple little silent auction packages for the wives or for the gentlemen as well. So
okay.
It's definitely fun to bring everybody out to that, too, especially if you're into the clay shoot. And that'll be fun. That'll be fun.
And then coming around, starting in the spring, you have the Great Strides Walks.
Yes.
I assume those will be pretty much, I mean, you had Florence, Myrtle Beach, Charleston, Columbia, and Greenville last year. Pretty much the same places next year.
Yep, same places in Greenville next year. I believe it will be on May 16th. So save the date now. It's a 5K walk, and it's free. So it's all about raising awareness, and everyone that comes out, you know, a lot of our families will be there. It's nice to see the faces of those who you're supporting.
Yes.
And they'll do a lot of fundraising leading up to it, but, you know, anybody can come out to that. And we always need volunteers, too. So if you've got some students that need some volunteer hours, then give us a call.
There you go. Public service.
We'll put them to work.
Put them to work. Well, they were putting some Clemson students to work in Oconee this morning. Every table, every station, Clemson students all over the place. And it's good for them.
Yeah, I've been running into students today at the Clemson MBA program where the event is tonight and talking to them about the event and getting them excited about it. And I've picked up several volunteers just today as we are setting up for the event. So it's a good volunteer opportunity as well as it's a good place to watch the game and come have a beer or have some water and enjoy the view.
Enjoy the view. Well, Jenny, I appreciate you coming on with the air with me.
Yeah,
appreciate
thank
you
so
telling
much
about,
for calling.
You're very welcome. I don't know if I'll get to the things this year, but they're already on the calendar for next year, 6 months ahead of time
of
2 months ahead of time. So hopefully next year we'll be able to do something with you.
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Have a good event tonight, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Like I said, earlier this year, I knew about the Redbone because I run a little fishing tournament in Charleston in October, and every year we have to kind of make sure we're not encroaching on each other's turf and that sort of thing. Of course, the people that fish the Redbone are not fishing our little tournament, but I wanted a cause to support on this show. Next year, I will get started earlier. We're going to have a Woods and Water South Carolina boat in this thing next year. Going to take somebody who listens to this show with me to fish it. It's a great thing. I mean, from Friday afternoon all the way through Sunday, no, Taylor, I can't take you.
Aww.
I wish. I'll take you fishing. I'll be your personal guide. How's that?
Yes.
Okay. I'll do that for you, and that'll be a compromise. But Friday night through Sunday, they take care. All you've got to do is stay Friday night, Saturday night somewhere in Charleston. The food, the fellowship, the fishing, and the people that are there is really good. So we appreciate Jenny coming on. I will see you on the other side with some news. Welcome back.
One word.
You're gonna put me to sleep, Dave.
That's all you
say. I know you're trying to. Oh, we appreciate Jenny coming on and telling us a little bit cystic fibrosis, what our plans are for the coming year. So let's oopsie, my computer just said goodnight. Got it back up. There are a couple things I've wanted to get to. I know there's been a lot of talk about the deer hunting regulations this year and some changes. And, actually, I got caught with them. I mean, no, I didn't get caught. I got caught thinking one thing and somebody corrected me into thinking the right thing because I was ready to go out this past Monday, evening or Tuesday morning and do a little bow hunting. And they said, wait a minute. Game Zone 1, which I live in Game Zone 1. Normally I do not hunt in Game Zone 1, but with my bow, I am, I think, if I get comfortable enough with it. And so far, so good. Normally don't hunt, so I made no distinction from Game Zone 1 because I normally hunt in 2. So let's, and I know there's been some questions asked and that sort of thing. So let's just look at a few of the deer hunting regulations changes for this year, just so everybody's straight on this. And I'm sure most people have already looked at this, but if you haven't, because you haven't started hunting yet, maybe you don't start until October 1st with a primitive weapon, the muzzle loader, or maybe you don't rifle hunt until October 15th. Whatever the case may be, let's run through a couple little things here. Of course, your legal shooting hours between 1 hour before official sunset to 1 hour after official sunset. That is a point of contention with my brother and I have to apologize because I was under the impression that it was a half an hour after official sunset up until last year. So I had to say, I'm sorry, I was wrong after giving him so much grief. But see, that's where when you duck hunt, you get caught. Because duck hunting is half hours before and after, or befores and not hours. So anyway, hour before, hour after, make sure you know when your official sunsets are. And the biggest change so far has been the individual antlerless deer program, tag program. And you know, when you get your license, you have the option to select 1 to 4 doe tags, essentially, to use during the week or when there are days there are no doe weekends available. The kicker is, in Game Zone 1, whether it's wildlife management areas or private land, you can only use 1 doe tag for the year. So, don't let that one catch you. Game Zone 2, those tags are valid on wildlife management areas and private land starting October the 1st. Game Zones 3 to 6, tags are valid September 15th. So, limit of 1 antlerless deer per day using individual tags on game management private land. No more than 2 individual tags may be used on all WMAs combined in game zones 2 to 6. Up to 4 individual tags may be used on private land in game zones 2 to 6. So, gotta be a little careful from what we have in prior years, I think, that you don't get caught in one of those. And of course, those don't apply if you're in a club that's got the antlerless quota program. You don't have to worry about the tags because you get those little quota tags, and you're free to go do what you want to do. So that's the first one that really, really almost caught me. And I did not realize that game one, zone one was so small. Like I said, that's my fault because I have never, well, I take that back. It was probably been 20 years ago since I hunted up in the mountains. So, game zone one, the buck limit, 2 per day, 5 per season, all methods and hunt periods combined. So they've shortened that up a little bit. Like I said, only one and antlerless deer tag for the whole season. Season dates, the primitive weapons, October 1st through 10th. That's muzzleloader archery. Gun hunts, October 11th to January the 1st. Either sex days, November 15th, 22nd, or 29th. In game zone two, private lands. $2 per day, 5 per season, all methods and hunt periods combined. Antlerless limit, 1 per day on doe days or with antlerless deer tags. Archers may take either sex during primitive weapon seasons, you know, that sort of thing. Archery only, September 15th through the 30th. Primitive weapons, October the 1st through the 10th. That's your muzzle loader. Gun hunts, October 11th through January 1st. Doe days, October 11th, 18th, November 15th, 22nd, 29th, December 27th, and January the 1st. Game zone 3, those are your low countries starting down through there. So, well, not necessarily low country. Oh, come on, my computer. This, you always worry when the touchscreen on your 5-month-old computer starts not being touchscreen anymore and you start having to use the keypad. It does not give you warm and fuzzy feelings towards your technology. So those are a few little things that you need to be careful about as deer season goes on this year. The other big one in hunting is dove season. Now I know the opening week is come and gone. We're into the third week now of dove season. There's one thing that's been thrown back in there this year that, you know, we used to do a long time ago, and they outlawed it, and now evidently it's back. And this is where South Carolina Department of Natural Resources defers to the Clemson Cooperative Extension Program, and that's attracting doves legally. This is South Carolina's official planting guide for morning dove fields. Now, you know, if you planted your round top millet and your sunflower and all proso millet or whatever and had your opening day dove shoots and you've got progressive cuttings coming up and that sort of thing, you know how to handle all that. But according to Clemson, the new DNR regs, wildlife planning for forage or grain production, October the 1st to November 30th, you can drill 80 to 150 pounds per acre or evenly broadcast up to 200 pounds per acre. And that is a legal method for hunting doves. Now, beware, and I remember this happening when I was first planting dove fields and all. What DNR will probably do is they will have a box. It's just a frame, square box. They will come out and drop it onto your legally tilled, legally broadcast wheat field. And they will count wheat seeds to make sure. And they have a ratio. They know. The biggest thing here is, you know, all your spreaders have the right settings and all. The biggest thing here you need to be careful of is spoil. You know, when you take those bags and open them up and you spill some on the ground, you best clean those up. That was one thing that I was always told that they would get you on. Now, it's not like we're trying to dodge the law here. We're trying to keep you legal. So be aware that from October 1st, November 30th, you can broadcast wheat legally, but you can't just go out there and cut your grass and broadcast your wheat. You have to go in and till it up like you're planting winter wheat, which is a bona fide agricultural activity. So, careful on your deer, careful on your doves. Heaven help us when we get to duck season. It's coming. Actually, teal season's already here. Then again, doesn't look like I'm going to do much teal hunting this year, which I miss because we used to get on to Gunnersville, Alabama, and teal hunt, and man, we had some great teal hunts down there, but I've never been able to hit them here, especially here in the upstate. With any regularity. I know along the coast they have a lot of them. So if you guys are hunting down on the coast, I'm envious. One story I've had here for a while. Well, let's see. wonder if I'd save it. Let's save it. Well, yeah, let's save it. I'll save it for later. What do you think, Taylor? Save it, keep it, do it.
I don't really care.
Well, there's a good co-host for you. It's the same thing her mom or sister would have said. I don't care. Let's go on. There's another thing I'll get to first, and we'll come back to this. We have time. And you get this story at least once a year, maybe twice a year, and I just don't see how it happens, especially with this one. The headlines, this is from Transylvania County, North Carolina. Man mistakes friend for a deer, kills him with an arrow. It happens. Obviously it happens. That is, yes, it's an accident. I'm sure it wasn't intentional. But my goodness, one of the cardinal rules of any kind of hunting is know exactly what you are shooting at. You don't shoot at movement. You don't shoot at brown things. You know what you're shooting at. And here we got a friend killing another friend. It says a Pisgah Forest man who was hunting with a friend Thursday was killed when his friend mistook him for a deer. Found a 58-year-old man dead. A friend who was hunting with him told deputies he mistook him for a deer and shot an arrow that struck the other guy. Of course, it's under investigation, but this shouldn't happen. It really shouldn't happen. Now, hunting, by comparison to all the major sports, as football, baseball, and that sort of thing, is a very safe sport. Simply because when you pick up that gun, you're picking up a lethal weapon. And bows, shotguns, whatever. And most people realize that. But it seems like we have this happen every year. I don't understand why. It should never happen. But for heaven's sakes, when you're out there this year, just remind yourself, maybe this is a good thing. It's this early in the season, and we'll think about this for the rest of the season. Don't let this happen. Don't let this be you on either end of this. You know, be careful. Know what you're shooting at, and don't pull that trigger, let that arrow fly until you know that's a doe because I can see her head and I can see her whole body. There's nothing between me and her. Or that's a nice buck. He's out there 150 yards. There's, you know, dirt behind him. There's trees behind him. There's no silhouette, you know. That's the type of thing we've got to be all the more careful for as hunters. So I've got some other news here. I think I'll hang on to it. I did going to want to get to one. Let's see if I can find it here. Oh, yeah, here we go. And this is funny. Two Marshall County men sentenced to 30 days in jail for cheating in a bass fishing tournament. Now, this was they got caught back earlier this year, but they were sentenced. They had their trial and were sentenced this past as two Marshall County men. Gary Lee Minor Jr., 37, and Robert Scott Gillespie, 45, were each convicted in a non-jury trial in Marshall County of theft by deception and tampering with a sporting event. Each man sentenced to 30 days in jail in order to pay $1,000 in court costs, 2 years probation, 400 hours of community service. The men surrendered their Alabama hunting and fishing licenses for 2 years. And, you know, it doesn't pay to cheat. It pays to do the right thing. And October the 4th, many of you know I was in Lake Hartwell for the FLW Cup a few weeks ago. October the 4th, I've confirmed it with Anthony. We will have Anthony Gagliardi on the show with us. He's going to call in. I got to get a hold of him between now and then and go over some things we want to talk about. But he's committed to be here. I've given him some time and space because he has been absolutely swamped with media appearances and all that. A super nice guy. If you don't know his story, we'll tell you about it. But he turned himself in for an infraction that you and I would have thought nothing about, did the right thing, came back, and won the FLW Cup. $500,000. There's a lot of money at stake, especially in his case, when he did the right thing. And there's a great lesson there. We'll have him on the show with us October the 4th. Looking forward to that. Stay tuned. We'll give you more details. And pretty much this show is over. We've got Chuck Norris for the week. Taylor's over here already laughing. Chuck Norris for the week. Chuck Norris once went to Mars. That's why there are no signs of life. Oh, me. Next week, I think we have finally extracted the take one, make one audio from my digital voice recorder that I almost threw against the wall several times this week. So we'll have the take one, make one audio from the kids at the dove hunt. I'm working on having a biologist from Savannah Riverside to talk about the coyote problems in South Carolina. the effect on our deer population. And then, Anthony, the next weekend, we've got some good stuff coming up on the show. The weather's great. Get out there. There's James. Hope you have a good week. Be careful when you're out there. Take the back roads. I took them as much as I could yesterday. Be careful. And don't forget the camera. We'll see you back here next week.